Dear friends, brothers and sisters, gathering and uniting are the key concepts of today's liturgy. Yahweh says, I myself will gather my remnant of my flock. Jesus sees the crowd, and with compassion he exclaims, they are like sheep without a shepherd. But he, the good shepherd, will gather them into one single flock. Jesus, the good shepherd, gathers together into the one flock of those who have stayed, the pagans, and those who have remained close, the Jewish, by spilling his blood on the cross. In the essence of things, humanity finds itself from its beginning in a similar situation, even though the apparent circumstances change. Shepherds who abandon their sheep and sheep who abandon their shepherds. In the first reading, brothers and sisters, the prophet Jeremiah speaks of the kings, the shepherds of Judah, who instead of shepherding their sheep, scattered them, dispersed them, and drove them away. King shepherds who, instead of obeying God, who speaks to them through Jeremiah, obeys human criteria, under whose guidance have caused the ruin of the flock, which will be exiled to Babylon. 6 centuries later, Jesus sees the Galilean multitudes as sheep without a shepherd. They come to him to listen his word of truth and salvation. Sheep without a shepherd, yes, because the shepherds of the community, at that moment priests and scribes, don't seem to be interested in the sheep, marked by damnation by the fact that they do not know the law. Humanity has always needed leaders to show them the way and direct them along the path of their authentic humanity towards God and happiness. There is a question. Where and who are those leaders today? In a crisis like ours, we no longer look to the gurus of science and technology or a la carte religion, but to the shepherds of the church. Are the shepherds of the church fulfilling their commitments in this dramatic and great moment in history? The liturgical text speaks to us of failed shepherds who have failed in the task and responsibility with which they have been entrusted. Many of the kings from Israel and also from Judah were failed shepherds, but not just the kings. Some prophets failed as well in their commitments as shepherds because they did not prophesy the word of God by their own words. A generation without shepherds lives in disbandment. Each generation's brothers and sisters urgently requires shepherds who are witnesses, who light the way of the truth path for humanity with their lives. In the first readings also, God presents himself as the shepherd par excellence of the sheep of Judah. With the passing of centuries, the image of God as shepherd is incarnated and reflected in Jesus Christ, who is the good shepherd. What does a good shepherd do? Above all, he feels a profound and sincere compassion for the strayed, disoriented sheep who are without a guide. Today's gospel passage presents the sympathetic and merciful heart of Jesus, who lovingly invites his apostles to a desolate place for some rest. Jesus had sent his apostles on their first mission, which was one of healing, teaching, and preaching. When they returned, they were not that exhilarated by the experience. They had witnessed at first hand the power of God's word. Nonetheless, they were hungry, exhausted, and in need of rest, both physical and spiritual. In fact, Jesus was eager to hear about their missionary adventures. But Jesus too was in need of a break from the crowds, who were constantly pressing on him, demanding his attention and healing. So he went with the apostles by boat to a deserted place for some rest and sharing. Afterwards, he gathered his sheep, on the one hand, to avoid that they be trapped by devoured by wolves, and on the other hand, to nourish them with the truth of goodness. Then he will be made sure that they grow and multiply, and in this way prolong in history of the generations his wonders in favor of humankind. Finally, he will choose other shepherds that will help him in his labor of guidance, and with them he will continue leading the sheep to green pastures and fresh waters. The good shepherd needs many good shepherds. For 2,000 years, brothers and sisters, the church that was founded by Jesus Christ has known where it comes from and where it is going. In a society which actively demands guidance and orientation, it is urgent that all Christians be united under one single shepherd, the Good Shepherd, because the first orientation that Christ offers us is precisely unity in truth and charity. For many centuries, divisions have prevailed. The steps along the way to full union were slow and progressive. We need to realize, brothers and sisters, that if there is much that divides us, there is still more that unites us. We need to promote with our lives and with our words unity in truth, but above all, unity in love towards all Christians. In Jesus Christ, the shepherd, the only shepherd of us all, will guide us. Unite under one single shepherd, we will be able more easily, with greater efficiency, move towards being true guides for our society. We pray, brothers and sisters, that God will continue pastoring his people through the ministry of generously holy priests, deacons, and religious.